Blog Talk Radio.
Problems. I'm calling Petey Pete on the air. Hopefully he picks up because I called him twice before we went on the air. That's why you're hearing the ringing. So that's safety. Hey, Pete, were you taking a dump? I called you twice. I go, Pete, I'm getting ready to call you 4 minutes. I called you twice. Nobody picks up. So then I had to call Sonia. Then she came on. Then the show started. I had to ring you while the show was going on.
I think it's my signal. I was trying to answer, but it's just, I tried to answer it twice, both times, but it would just, like, it just hung up.
Real quick for the people listening to us, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can go to UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. We're going to start a GoFundMe or maybe like a telethon, was that what it's called, so that we can get Pete Jr. off that track phone, pay as you go, or maybe buy him some minutes or whatever for his phone, because I don't know what the problem is there, but anyway, it took us forever to get on here. So real quick, you're going to hear a lot of stuff, you know, on that you're not supposed to, because Pete was going to bring up the show. He was that I had problems yesterday trying to get on. I couldn't get on, so I called Pete. Pete was able to get on, but then he wasn't able to get on this morning, and then I was able to get on. So honestly, I don't want to start no trouble or whatever, but this blog talk, I have it on my other show too for Lucha Central, and I can't hear, the guests can't hear me. So I had to have the guests stop, redo the show, and then have the guests call in. So blog talk, if you're listening, all right, Manny pays money, so please. Well, I don't know what the problem, or if they get so many people on at one time or whatever. But yeah. So real quick, let's take it around the horn. First of all, we'll start with Pete Jr. because him and I have both been trying to get on the show. Pete, it's been ages, it seems like, since we've been back on there. How's everything been since the big meeting that we had two Sundays ago?
It's been good. It's been good. Just, you know, work and life and wrestling.
I was just drinking. Now I'm joking. And Sonia, we finally had a meeting since the big show or whatever, and we're trying to move forward. So we went to another level, which we're going to talk about, hopefully if we have some time at the end, to kind of enlighten the people, because I got Ruben Iglesias coming up at the 15-minute mark, and then I got Lance Winters coming up at about the 45-minute mark, so we'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, Sonia came down. PG Jello was unavailable for what reason? I don't know. Do you remember? Was she training or was she eating Jello? Oh my God! So we brought Manny out of the mothballs so that he could come, and we started talking about future endeavors of what we're gonna do, and we're kind of setting a game plan. We even talked something about going to one of these anime conventions or whatever. Any updates on that? Have you and Manny talked since then?
No, I haven't heard anything back from Manny. I was going to ask you the same thing.
we have to talk, because this isn't the only company that I work for. I have two other ones that I work for, and there's one that's kind of, you know, same thing, kind of spinning its wheels a little bit. But then there's another one that's moving and shaking, and I'm like, well, I got to see what's happening, you know, with the UWC and this other company or whatever. So we got to try to – as you can see, it takes a concerted effort, you know, and you got to stay on it, because if you don't, somebody's going to snatch up that spot or take that table or take that venue or something like
Definitely.
That. Yeah, so we have to pick up the pace. So that being said, this is why, you know, it's becoming a family affair and you know, like that, because we want Sonia to come in. So in case I'm not here, she has her news segment ready and she could talk about whatever Monday night Raw, which was horrible, by the way. I made the mistake of watching a little bit of it. AEW, which is getting worse by the day, and you know, a couple of pay-per-views that just passed up. So we have that, and then we have Pete, so that he could run the board or whatever. So if I'm not here, you can kind of keep the masses up to date on what's happening with UWC.
Definitely.
So that's what we're working on. But when you can't log in, and I can't even log in or whatever, you know, it kind of throws a monkey wrench in the spokes, so to speak. So I got to tell you, man, I went to go see OCCW Orange County Championship Wrestling Saturday. And, I have a good time when I go. Not just to go and watch the wrestling, but, you know, I ate so much. I've been really cleaning up my diet and getting in shape because I only got one more year, you know, of wrestling left in me. But, well, they had so much, I mean, hot dogs, nachos. They had those, you know, those pies that you buy that are in a package? They got lemon, chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
You know you're getting old when you, because it's at the American Legion Hall where the drinks are cheap. Jessica bought a, Nicolette Marie bought a Midori Sour or whatever, and the people in front of me got a margarita and whatever. And it was like, they got like six drinks for like $14. I was like, that is dirt cheap.
Damn.
But when you're old, I went to the snack bar and I got a hot dog, two pies, and a cup of coffee. So, I mean, you know, I don't even know you drinking coffee and eating pies at the show or whatever. But, you know, we had a it's just a good time to just sit and watch and watch some of the action, you know. So we went to go check that out, and I was talking to Jimmy. He used to wrestle as Jimmy Shownuff, but now he's Jimmy Mayhem. And a lot of people have been telling me, dude, since that show, since we had Santana and Sean Black on the show, I mean, I got probably, I would say, out of the 100% of the people that I've talked to or messaged me or emailed me, I would say probably 40 to 45% have said, hey, man, it would be a slamming match if you put Santana Jackson and Human Tornado against Sean Black and Jimmy Shownuff. And I'm like, Jimmy, I said, that's Jimmy Mayhem or whatever. So I got it a lot. So when I saw him, I said, hey, man, you know, I've been getting this buzz. People want to see this. He's like, dude, let's do it. Let's do it, bro. I mean, I'm totally nice. Against that or whatever. And I was like, well, dude, I really don't like to do this black on black crime. He goes, man, forget that noise, dude. He goes, you just make a mess. And I'm like, you know, cool. So there's a big buzz about that. And then Pete and Sonia, as you know, you kind of want to give the people what they want. So I think that's what we're looking towards in the future. Now, are either one of you familiar with Jimmy Mayhem or Jimmy Shownuff?
I've seen some of his stuff.
Yeah, well,
just highlights here and there.
Yeah, he's been working a lot for Inoki Dojo, Puroresu Dojo, but he was working OCCW, whatever. And I saw him working. I thought, man, you know that? Because I was gonna keep Sean Black and Santana together, but when I saw the way he worked, I'm like, yeah, this might work. You know, I can kind of see what they're talking about. So, you know, we're going to negotiate and see what we can do. But here's the problem, and we'll take this around the horn real quick before we get our guest in here. It's August, okay? It's 1,000 degrees right now. Nobody wants to do an outdoor show because nobody wants to sit in the sun. So now we're getting towards September.
Yeah.
All the kids start going back to school in September. So when I was talking to Manny, I thought, man, maybe we could do something in mid-October. And he said, well, that's a little bit closer to Halloween. Why don't we do some sort of Halloween show or whatever? So now we're thinking towards the end, maybe the third week in October or something like that. We'll start with Sonia. What do you think? You think that'll work? You think we should wait a little bit longer? Because
yeah,
then you start
to
get
awesome.
Close to Christmas. Yeah. Well, now, first of all, will you dress up if we do have a Halloween show? Will you dress up and what will you be?
Yes. I don't know yet, but I will dress up.
PDP?
Oh, yeah. No, I have a closet full of costumes.
That's
I just have to pick
favorite.
One out. You know what I mean? Yes.
Well, it's kind of good to do that because when you do, you can kind of have the kids come in costume and have a little costume contest or whatever.
Exactly.
And a lot of them will dress up like luchadores.
Parents love to take children out to events like that on Halloween because not many people trick or
treat
door to door anymore.
Yeah.
That's kind of stopped quite a bit. So, you know,
candy for the kids, costume contest. What more can you want?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that
ad wrestling show.
And a wrestling show.
You can't go wrong. Well, that's what we're That's what we're looking towards. That's what we were talking about. And then that's the match that we're talking about. Now, the other thing is, I got to tell you, man, Santana's booked up. So that dude's working everywhere. Now, my parents, who don't go to nothing, they're retired or whatever, I told them, you got to see this guy. You got to come to the show. Oh, you know, we're retired. We don't want to go to that wrestling and see everybody kill each other. But then when I showed them the highlights, you know, on my phone, they're like, I didn't know this dude was going to be there. I'm like, I told you. So they went to Vegas, to Tropicana, to see the shows and paid for front row $200 or something to sit up front or something. So that tells you how much, you know, it's mushroomed into what it is now. So we got to try to get him before he's booked somewhere else or whatever, try to get everybody together to make that. So maybe I'm going to be gone this weekend. So maybe next weekend we can meet up again and we can figure out, you know, exactly what we're going to do. And we also talked about, somebody dropped. Who was that? Man, that was Sonya.
What?
Pete. Is he on? Man, I'm telling you, that track phone's killing him. Let me see if I still got him in the system here. All right, let's give him a try real quick. Hopefully this will click through on his track phone. And then we can take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk to our guests.
It's probably, he's right by where that plane crashes.
It's something. Okay, this is what we're going to do since Pete didn't pay all his minutes on his track phone.
It's not after 9.
I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I'm going to shoot him the call-in number. Maybe that'll help. And then we'll come back and we'll call our guest. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back. Okay, well, I sent Pete the call-in number because I got to call our first guest, so hopefully he'll call that number and we can get him back on air. So let me put Ruben in here real quick. And see, this is why I needed him on the air, so we could talk which exactly what we're not supposed to talk about, running the board and stuff on air, but we got to do what we got to do. So let's see, 9. Okay. Okay, he's set. So that gives Pete a couple of that tells me that something must be wrong with the phone, because he would have called back by now. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, real quick, because a lot of people have been asking as well, shooting me emails and messages and all that. Has PG Jello went back to training? And if she has, did she go back to wrestling training, or did she go back to MMA training, or is she still doing both? That's the questions that I keep getting.
She's doing MMA training. I was going to take her on Sunday to go train for wrestling, but on our way there, she like literally was like pull over and she started throwing up, and she's been sick since Sunday. So
were you going to take her to Satan's Dungeon after all, or somewhere else?
To the one in West Covina?
Yeah, the one Sexy Chino's training.
Sexy Chino?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was going to take her that one.
Oh, okay, so it was all set to go, but she got sick and couldn't make it. Okay, cool, because that's what a lot of people have been asking.
But she, I don't know if she drank too much the night before.
Oh, my God.
Because Michael had his housewarming party on Saturday. But I didn't think she drank that much, but Michael made this drink that, like, was, like, all kinds of stuff. And I think it just hit her. She's a lightweight.
And that's... Yeah, that's, I don't know if that's being young or being small, because we had a work function, and I had two beers, and I hardly ever drink, you know. I had two beers, and I was like, damn, I know. Mm-hmm. I started feeling hot. I'm like, yeah, I can't be getting like this after two beers. So I was getting ready to drive home, and one of the supervisors was like, bro, you got to have one of these drinks. It's special. They had this big, like, I don't want to say punch bowl, but like a big thing or whatever. And it was like pineapple something, but the dude didn't even measure out. They didn't have no vodka, so they used tequila.
Yeah.
So he didn't even measure it out. He just poured it in there. Dude, I took a drink. I was like, oh, my God, I'm definitely getting old, because I took one drink, and I was like, too hot, too much for me. So
I cannot drink no more.
Yeah, well, that, like I said, that's why I'm, that's why I'm drinking coffee and whatever. No, oh, I did splurge and get a Shasta over there at the wrestling. So, all right, let me see if Ruben picks up. We'll try to Pete, if you can hear us, man, call in on that number. I don't know what happened to him; he just disappeared.
I know.
Hello.
Hey, Ruben, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC channel. Can you hear me, my man?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Real quick for the people listeners, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. And on the line with us right now, Ruben Iglesias. But before we talk to Ruben, my co-host and news person, Sonia, is with us. Sonia, say hi to Ruben.
Hello, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
We had Pistol Pete Jr. with us. Pistol Pete Jr. is usually the one who runs the board, but we ran into some problems, so I'm running the board. And then we tried to call him, and he dropped, and he never got back on. So hopefully we don't drop Ruben or whatever. Ruben, uh-oh, you're not on track phone. You're not on track phone pay as you go, right? You have an actual plan, right?
Yes, yes.
Then we should be okay. So real quick. You know, Ruben, I haven't talked to you in a while or whatever, and I know you got a couple of shows coming up. But yeah, but I want to – there's a couple of things I want to talk about before we get into talking about like 3PW and PM – is it PWU, Aftermath, or whatever. Before we get into that, here's the thing I want to talk about real quick, okay, because Sonia's here. Sonia is working with us at UWC, and so is Pete Jr. That's why I was hoping he would be on air with us. Now, you've done many a show. You put together shows. I even went to the one, you know, where you had Ziggy Dice and all them. Now, here's the problem I run into, okay? You can't put everybody on every show, and you can't pay everybody $1,000. So I try to tell these guys, hey, look, man, you know, this is the show I'm putting together. I might not be paying you, you know, $100, $150. I can give you this much, but I'm going to work to get you some good matches and to try to get your name out there, so when these big guys come, you know, we'll make sure we take care of you, you know, no problem. And some of the other guys, I tell them, you know, some of them live in Riverside and all that, and I kind of don't want to have somebody drive all the way down from Riverside and only be able to give them a certain amount of money, because guess what? I tell them, hey, I'm going to put you on the next one, you know, or whatever. I got to spread the wealth or whatever. 9 times out of 10, the older wrestlers will understand. But these younger guys are like, oh, that's messed up, bro. And you put this guy, but you didn't put me. Do you find that a lot when you put matches together or do shows? Or do you just say, look, this is the way it is, that's that? Or give me your thoughts on that.
I do run into that a lot. A lot of it is the newer guys. There's a few old school heads that are like that too. I won't drop any names, but it's mainly the newer guys. But I think it's everyone. And I don't know if it's just inflation's gone up, gas prices have gone up, that everybody wants, you know, a certain amount of money. And you know, I'm glad we're gone from the days of working for free, working for $10, working for $20. Because, you know, that seemed to be the norm for the longest time in this business.
Right, right.
You know, just work for an opportunity, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of what, you know, the exposure bucks, where that joke kind of came in from. That's kind of where, you know, the first few years when I started that was kind of how we got paid. We're doing it for the exposure, you know, hoping one day somebody right would see us work, you know? We weren't getting paid, or we were getting a very, very small envelope full of money, you know.
Right, but you were, you know, you were paying your dues, you're trying to get your name out there so that somebody sees you and says, hey man, this guy's got something here. If I put Ruben with this person, I think it's going to be a good dance partner for him, and it's gonna, you know, mushroom into something bigger. That's what I'm trying to explain to these guys. I'll give you a good example. Like Vito Fratelli, we were working for this guy named Richard Garcia, who didn't really know the talent that well. So he, you know, brought a bunch of us in, whatever. Vito said, hey, man, I can work the luchas. And they took a chance and put him with, I can't remember, like Blue Demon or something like that. And they were like, man, this guy can work. So now, just from that chance, he started working with some more luchadores. And now he's working Crash. He worked with Bandito and those guys. So, you know, he didn't go, hey, man, I got to have $150 or I'm not working. He said, okay, go ahead and pay me X amount. But if you put, I can go with these luchadores. And it mushroomed into that. This is the point I'm trying to make. But Ruben, I think you can honestly say, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but I think you can say, we're not sitting here going, well, look, man, I have to make at least $3,000 or this show's not worth it. So I'm not going to pay this guy this much because I'm not going to, you don't, you try to give everybody what you can, you know, so everybody will be happy and make a good show. Right.
Yeah. I think that's what the talent fails to realize is it. Not only do they need to make money, but the promoter needs to make money. And if I'm dropping $200 on each talent, you know, that's not going to make me any money unless I'm charging $50 a ticket.
Exactly. And then nobody's going to come. I mean, if you could do a show.
And I understand a lot of these guys, they know their worth. They know they're worth more than, you know, $40, $50. And I get it. You know, like everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, a lot of talent out here. A lot of great, great talent in SoCal. But in my mind, it's like, okay, well, what more can he do than just put on a good match? Because I feel like I can hit anybody up to come put on a good match. Like, are you willing to get there early and set up? Are you willing to do a seminar? Are you willing to do a podcast for the show? You know? And I think these guys fail to realize you want your money, you got to earn it. You can't just say, I need $150 just to show up and wrestle.
You know? Yeah. See, that's the point. And I'm glad Ruben is on here. You know, because I've got so much heat with people and lost so many friends, you know, and I didn't even say, hey, man, too bad. This is what I'm doing. I'm telling them, hey, man, I'm trying to work with you, but this is, and plus I'm just the booker. You know, Manny's the owner. Manny's like, well, this is what we're paying. And if they don't like it, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? And I've come out of pocket a couple of times because I'm like, well, this dude came all the way down from here and I appreciate it. So let's give him a little bit extra or whatever. So this is the point I'm trying to make, and Ruben knows because he's done many a show and had to put it together. And you know, you got to go find that venue, and you got to see how much it is, or work a deal with them, you know, to take a percentage of the door. And then you got to get your ring, and you know, you got to. It's a lot that people don't see. They just kind of see the finished product. That's why I'm glad that Ruben's on here, so he can see it's not me. It's not just me, the only one. It takes a lot to put that show together, but. Real quick for the people listening, so you're here, you're at UWC Radio, and we're talking to Ruben Iglesias. I got Sonia with me. What happened to Pete? I don't know. Hopefully he's okay. Maybe on the break, Sonia, you can call him and see if he's still there or whatever. But Ruben,
I text him, no answer.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. So you know, you got a lot coming up, man. It's you know, right now, I'm gonna go on record as saying that indie wrestling is like on fire. There's so many shows. I mean, the last couple of shows I put together, there's been two or three on the same day, which, you know, back in the day, that never happened. But first coming up is going to be 3PW Price of Gold. It's Saturday, August 13th, and it's going to be yourself and Robbie Phoenix, speaking of Sean Black like we were earlier, against Sean Black and Jay Washington. Talk a little bit about that, man. First of all, I know Tony Reyes is doing that 3PW show. He's been bringing people like D'Lo Brown and The Godfather and stuff like that. So talk a little bit about that show. I know you're familiar with Sean Black, but what about this Jay Washington?
Yeah, you know, I think you forgot to mention we're defending the tag titles. Robbie and I were the 3PWA tag team champions. So this is our second title defense against two totally different guys. We faced Guy Kuhn and Hellman Rosecrown, so you couldn't get any different than Sean Black and Jay Washington. I kind of teased it a bit on social media. It's the East LA boys versus the Compton boys, so it's going to be fun.
Well, you know, even
we're going to see which ghetto really is the toughest.
The real ghetto. But, you know, it's funny that you said that, too, because when you said you beat Guy Kuhn and Hellman Rosecrown, Ruben's the one who recommended Hellman Rosecrown to me. he said, hey, man, if you book, this guy can go, man. So, you know, if you book him, I'm telling you, this guy's got something or whatever. I booked him, and I put him with Guy Cool, and they started working a lot together. So they ended, came full circle and ended up wrestling you guys, you and Robbie Phoenix, which you guys beat them for the belts. So I didn't get to see it, but I have to. I can only imagine that had to be a hell of a match because those two guys could go, especially against you and Robbie Phoenix. So it's not like the
tag
belts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on real quick. I think this might be. Hold on. Hey, Pete, is that you?
Hey, Fabio, it's Nicolette Marie.
Oh my God. I didn't see that.
Oh, hey, Nicolette.
We got Ruben Iglesias on with us. You got any questions for him?
No, but I just don't say anything about hair. No, that's okay. No, but I did want to give appreciation, and I'm so glad you're able to get him on the air.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, no, Sonia, Ruben is the one, too, that I was telling you about as far as, like, me and Jello. Ruben is a promoter. I'm sure Fabi, like, filled everybody in that called in. And Ruben's just always been awesome since, like, day one. He got me, like, so many good bookings. And, like, I always text him. And I've always just been thankful for all the bookings he's been able to get me. And he's always included Fabi in that, too. So,
well, thank
yeah.
you. I appreciate
that's cool. I didn't know that.
Words.
I didn't know he was the one.
Yeah, that's what she was talking about. Well, I got to be honest. I thought it was pretty cool when we went and you know, when it was when Zicky Dice and what's the kid's name that was from Vegas that came down that was from Lucha Underground?
Ricky Mandel.
Yeah, Ricky Mandel.
Ricky Mandel.
I was like, man, yeah, this was pretty cool. But I got to be honest, Ruben, and this is just the God's honest truth. That was the best barbecue hamburger that I've ever had in my life. I still talk about that to this day. You know, it was slamming, but it's a whole thing. It's a whole family atmosphere, and you go and you have a good time, and you have a cheeseburger or whatever, and it really worked out well. So, speaking on that, this is what I'm talking about. I guess Ruben saw something in Nicolette and said, "Well, look, if I bring her out and put her with this guy and have her do this, it's going to draw some heat or whatever." So that's how Nicolette got in the spotlight, and it kind of mushroomed from there. So real quick, since we got Nicolette on the phone, what do you look for, Ruben? Because, you know, you can't just be a hot chick. You got to be able to take a bump or whatever, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. But what I look for is someone with personality. And I kind of saw that with Nicolette. Her promos are good. You know, she has just that, you know, that personality that you can't teach somebody to have.
Yeah. And then it just all worked out for the best, though, because it's just been mushrooming from there. So real quick before we continue, I'll go to Nicolette. What does the future hold? Because I've told Nicolette, look, why don't you come and bring the flag out for this show or whatever? She goes, well, I don't really want to do this show because, you know, I would rather do this or that or whatever. So real quick, Nicolette, what's the game plan? Are you going to continue as a manager, valet? And then you had a tag match, and you actually went up against Candy Girl, and that spot kind of mushroomed into saying, hey, do you want to come work over here or there or whatever? What's the game plan right now?
Sure, and Ruben, I think that you'll back me up on this too. If I always tell people, Bobby knows how to work American and Lucha. So if you want to book him, take Bobby before you take me. I'm just like, for me, I'm an extra, like on the side, you know? If somebody sees something in me and they want to take me, that's awesome. But maybe somebody says, hey, I think you're better at managing. Hey, I think you're better at modeling. Hey, I think you're better at this. I'm totally cool with that. I'll never go to a promoter and be like, hey, can I work for you? They'll be like, I didn't ask you to work, you know? No, I don't see anything in you. So I always wait for that to come to me. And any of my bios on social media, I never put on there. I'm a model. I'm a professional wrestler. Never. I just wait for somebody to come see it in me. Bobby, as far as the future, I do want to kind of give almost like everybody a rematch because, as you know, we were kind of trash talked in our last match that I worked.
Yeah.
So I do want to come back, and I do want to give somebody a positive, you know, that everybody can see. And, you know, I mean, I don't know what people were looking at because I saw it two different ways. We got the trash talk, and then I see the Glow Girls spotlighting me and Santana. I didn't hack their accounts and tell them what to write. You know, they did it, you know.
Yeah.
Now I'm having new people come into my life. Like right now, I don't know all the Santino Brothers, like, class that's in there right now, but I'm meeting new people along the way, and they're telling me, like, hey, you know where I know you from? 2017, you worked for AMS Up. I'm like, 2017? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do the math in my head, and I'm like, and then somebody said, I knew you from Comptomania. I worked for Comptomania one time, but somebody saw something in me back then that now they know me today. So it's important to keep on going and making moves, you know, to keep it going. I'm going to be 27 this year, 28 this year. I'm 27 right now. Soon I'm going to be 30. We'll see how long this keeps on going. I'll keep doing work for anybody.
Well, see, that's what Ruben and I were talking about, and Sonia and I were talking about earlier, because just, you know, seeing that one person sees you or whatever, it mushrooms it into something else. That's what I'm talking about. When Ruben said, hey, well, why don't we bring Nicolette in? I'll put them, you know, with Zicky Dice and them, and it mushroomed into what it is today. And first of all, I don't think Ruben wants no senior citizens working on his shows because he wants to keep them moving. But I think myself and Nicolette versus Ruben Iglesias and Candy Girl would be a heck of a show for maybe a UWC show or something like that. So I'm going to talk to Ruben off the air, see if we can work a little something out, because I only got 1 year left. I mean, I'm honest. I've been training because I got 1 year left, and, you know, that's it. So
hey,
I'm
down for that.
Perfect.
I'm down for that. Okay. It's going to cost you a lot of money.
Hey,
FYI.
You know what? We will make it happen. We will make a concerted effort to make that happen. So that definitely sounds like a plan. So, hey, and Nicolette, hang on the phone with us real quick. Let me get to, you know, that big 3PW show that's coming up with Robbie Phoenix and Ruben defending the tag team titles. That's going to be huge. So I highly recommend that you check it out. Make sure you check out 3PW. Price of Gold is the name of the show, so that you can check it out. Then you got what I was interested in. Is the PWU show. It's called Aftermath. It's Saturday, August 27th. It's at Evolve Fitness in Monrovia. Is this a reuniting of the Gibson brothers, or have you guys been working together? Because I know we try to make that happen, but you guys both had separate things going on.
Yeah, we've actually started working together earlier this year. It started at the Michelada Rumble back in April. And bookings have just taken off since then.
You know, Nicolette, I'm glad that you're on the phone, because I'm going to send that picture to Ruben that you sent me, because Julio has the little chairs that they give you to sit on to get dressed from, you know, the New Japan little, I don't know what you call them, a little stool or whatever. And
I don't think about.
You know, there's a picture of him sitting there, and he's getting, and I'm like, how did you, I was more impressed with that. Him being able to sit on that chair than his wrestling or whatever. So I saw him the other day, and I was like, dude, how come you don't have your little stools? He goes, man, those things are too small. I can't sit in them things anymore. I got to sit in a regular chair. So I'm going to send that picture to Ruben so that he can check that out. But it's going to be the Gibson brothers against Eric Rojas and Eddie Islas. Tell me a little bit about them. I've seen these guys cutting promos. I haven't actually got to see them work, but it seems like they've been kind of getting around the indie scene and getting a lot of work. So tell us a little bit about these guys.
Yeah, both guys come from very, very credible schools, and Eddie's based out in San Diego, wrestling mainly for SoCal Pro and Baja Stars.
Yeah.
And Eric is mainly based in the EWF, the you know, the Inland Empire area, wrestling for them out there.
Yeah.
So it's cool that these two guys have kind of, I don't know if they came into an agreement or they just ran into each other in the same hood one day and decided that they'll make a great tag
team.
And, yeah. And the Pro Wrestling Uncensored committee to put this match together. Like, hey, why not? The Gibson brothers versus, you know, these two vatos, I guess we'll just call them.
That's the gimmick, Vato Loco. But for the people listeners, if you want to check that out, it's PWU Aftermath. It's Saturday, August 27th. It's going to be at Evolve Fitness in the city of Monrovia. So, Ruben, if they go to your Facebook or your social media, they can check out both where the 3PW Price of Gold is going to be, as well as PWU?
Yes. Hit me up for tickets. I got discounted tickets available still, so they could hit me up on Facebook or Instagram.
I'm sorry. So if you just put Ruben Iglesias in your little Facebook search engine, he'll come up. You can click on that. You can check out, you know, the 3PW show, which is coming up this weekend. And then, of course, the PW Aftermath, which is going to be Saturday, August 27th. That's what I'm talking about. That August 27th, there's a million shows going on. So you definitely got to make sure you get your tickets, you know, early. Hit Ruben up. So that you can make sure you're there.
I think there's like 7 or 8 shows going on that day.
Yeah, big time. I don't know. I'm telling you, man, before back in the day, you'd be lucky if there was 2 shows running on the same day. Now it's you know,
right?
It's the hotbed now. So we definitely look forward to that. So real quick before we get out of here, because I'm running up against the clock, I think we can make that happen. I would really like to, you know, have that match with myself and Nicolette versus Candy Girl and Ruben Iglesias. I think we could work a little bit of magic there, so we're going to work on that. So real quick, Nicolette, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, just thanks again, Ruben. I really appreciate everything that you've done for me as Nicolette Marie. I know we love to laugh at the jokes that Gino's made about you, but seriously, at the end of the day, thank you.
Well, let's put it this way.
Thank you, guys.
Would you rather do that match, or would you rather me bring Gino out here so you can go one-on-one? Because people have been talking about that for almost
Years. I would. No offense to you guys. I would love to slap Gino around for sure if you're giving me the choice.
You know what? Now that she said that, I completely forgot about that, because people have been asking, you know, about that, if it's ever going to happen. And we talked about it, and then I kind of, you know, because I don't see Ruben that often. And now that I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, people have been wanting to see that match.
But,
so we're going to
work on that. He's going to make an excuse not to show up, though. So maybe we can just go with the first match. Hey, but real quick, I did want to plug the main event for my show, Pro Wrestling Uncensored Aftermath. We got triple threat match, Tommy Wilson, Brandon Gadsden, and Juventud Guerrera. So it will be in town. Yeah, we got the Juice in town, and he's in the main event. And, you know, for those that don't know, Tommy Wilson has a crazy backstory right now. Like, he almost – not only did he retire from pro wrestling, but he almost, you know, unfortunately lost his life. And now not only is he back, but he's in a big main event match on the 27th. Yeah. Like, this could be huge if he wins that, you know?
Yeah, making the big comeback. Yeah, and against Juventud.
And Brandon Gatson's been killing it everywhere. Gatson's been killing it everywhere. He's going to be a killer in that main event.
And that dude's always been in shape. I've never seen that dude out of shape. So that's going to be a heck of a match right there. And especially bringing down Hoovy, that's going to be huge. So make sure you check that out. Just put Ruben Iglesias in your little search engine. Everything will come up on there. Ruben, a million thank yous for coming on. And, of course, Nicolette, appreciate it. And it just goes to show, like you said, Ruben, when we were talking about earlier, you do one show, somebody puts you somewhere, somebody notices you, and it just moves on from there. So I think I could speak for Nicolette when she says, you know, that's why she appreciates that. So definitely check out Ruben Iglesias. If you want to get tickets for either the 3PW or that big PWU show, that's going to be huge. We'll be right back after this. A million thank yous, Ruben, for coming on, man. We look forward to seeing you soon. All right, my man?
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Hopefully we can find Pete Jr. We'll be right back. My wife left me in the dark here, and I turned on the board in the dark, and I let Sonya go. Hey, hold on a second. You know what? I'm all set to go or whatever, and my wife took off, and I was sitting in the complete darkness, so I couldn't see the board. Hold on a second. Oh my God! I almost dropped my laptop. Okay, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Hold on. One more. Hold on.
Okay.
You know, hold on a second, damn it. Sorry, I don't mean to curse on there, but now all my stuff is tangled up. Oh my God. Okay. Live radio, everybody. Hey, does anybody know, did you know what happened to Pete?
I texted his wife and she said that he's having phone trouble because they keep dropping.
I got a million things that are sitting on my computer. Okay. Sorry about that. So we're gonna call Lance in just a second so we can talk a little bit about the big shows coming up over there. But Sonya, you kind of get what I'm saying, you know, because you're at the meetings all the time and how we're talking about these people. There's a few wrestlers that are like, oh, bro, I gotta get $40 more and this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't even work this amount or whatever. And
I know, I do. I understand that. Like, it's, that probably is like the worst part of the job.
Yeah. And that's why it's good that we have somebody like Ruben on who's done shows who can, it's not just me. It's not just us. They do that to everybody. Yeah, you try to give them money, you know, because you want to make sure they're taken care of. But, you know, it's not like you have all this money. You know what I mean? To be.
Yeah.
And it's nothing personal. For the people listening, I'm just going to be honest, because we always talk about being honest. We have made the last three shows, we have made no money. We're lucky if we break even. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. And Sonia knows. Sonia, you could tell them, how often do Manny and I fight? Because I go, no, you do not need this. Don't. And he's, no, man, I want to do it. I want it to be a huge show so the guys get out there. So, right?
Yeah, but that's probably why people think we have so much money, because it's so freaking, it looks so good. They think like, oh, they must be,
yeah,
be
like,
loaded.
Don't shuck and jive me. We saw the pyro you had and the fire. But I'm telling you, that's Manny. He's like, no, man, I want, when Santana comes out, I want him to come out and have all this, you know, fireworks and everything, so that it's a great entrance and all that. So you know, he tries to work for the workers so that they can get some stuff going or whatever. So that's it's good that we have him on to talk about stuff like that. So you know what? Lance just sent me another number to call, so I'm gonna have to put that in the system. And it really sucks that Pete's not on the line, because I wanted him, because I was gonna say, look, now I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do this, so he knows what's happening when he runs the board. But I don't know what happened. He's gone.
His phone, I guess.
Well, maybe he could. Does his wife have a phone, or maybe some elderly person?
She's not home.
Oh my God.
She's not.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me hold on a second. See, this is why you have to have somebody else running the board. Okay, so I'll give him this.
Yeah.
Pete, this is for you. That's the only one that works. Cause look, this is the applause, and it sounds like a horde of locusts.
It really does. It sounds like a bunch of bees.
This is the one for impact. Manny was.
It sounds like somebody's locking a prison door.
And when Manny was here, he go, man, don't put that crap on. And I go, listen, Manny, this is for you. Because you're on fire.
I hate hearing that one.
Don't put that crap on or whatever. But this is why I wanted PDP to be with us, so I could say, hey, look, this is number this and blah 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 whatever. But since he's not here, we can't do it. So let's.
He is better at the electronic stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then I don't have to worry, you know, because like I'll be talking and I'm looking for something, and then it throws me off the track or whatever. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll get Lance from Bully Zone on here, and we'll go from there. Then we'll get to Sonia's news. Hang on, everybody.
All right.
People hear that song and they go, what the hell is that? And that song is from when I had Cody Rhodes. I called him Cody Rhodes as my producer for On the Mat. Have no idea where he got that from or whatever, but it was still in the in the computer, so we use it every now and again. Just so, he gave me a different number, so I'm going to hold on a second. Live, if Pete was on, he'd say, calling you now, period. Hopefully he gets that, and then we'll call him at the other number.
Were you able to get a hold of that guy that I gave you the number for?
Venom Guerrero?
Yeah.
No. I'm just going to be honest. I have been inundated with so much going on because I told you I got moved to a different department, and I'm working different hours and staying overtime, and I don't know when I'm going to get out and all that. And the boss that I have now, she does not play. Like, I'll go, hey,
there is
go ahead.
there's also this other guy that he's actually what my childhood best friend's cousin. It's Dominic Kubrick.
Oh yeah, definitely know who he is.
So I was like, maybe we could get that too, both of them.
See, this is why we have to have a meeting every Sunday so we can get these things, you know, in order and start making some calls and get some stuff together. But first, we got to get a show date. So I see Dominic Kubrick. I think I saw him wrestle at PCW when they did a show over there, and it was a cruiserweight something. And man, they put on a show. They really did.
Does he
all
lick,
right, let me.
He licks the rope.
Yeah. Yes, that's him. let me give Vince a call and we
horrible.
We can, he's got guts. I'll tell you that much. He's got guts.
Yeah, seriously. I heard even after COVID.
That's really having guts. This is the number he gave me.
Hello.
Hey Lance, it's Fabiano. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? How's it going over there, guys?
We're doing well. For the people listeners, you're here. Yeah. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can always go to UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. And on the line with us, I call him Lance Bully. That's what I have him under in my phone under, Lance Bully. So we'll just call him Lance or whatever. But real quick, Lance, I got my co-host over here. Sonia's with me. What happened to Pete? We still don't know. He's got phone problems or whatever. But real quick, Sonia, say hi to Lance.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing tonight, Sonia?
I'm doing good as well.
Good, good. Having fun picking up Pete's slack. You know, I don't know how the guy can't get access to a telephone nowadays.
He's always embarrassing me. He's always embarrassing me. And he's supposed to be the older one.
Well, here's the thing. If you would see Pete Jr.'s wallet, he has to go through a bunch of 150s before he can get to the 10s and 5s to buy coffee at the local grind. So I'm like, dude, go get off the track phone and get a plan and we'll be set. So I don't know. Maybe that's why he has so much money, is because he's on the track phone. But real quick,
stop at payphone if there's any.
Something, right. So real quick, Sonia, because I know you're not too familiar with Lance, but you know when he was with Bully.
Wait,
are you still
on the show though? Before I right.
He has. He came on before when he made the match and said, hey, you want to come down and work this tag team tournament? Let's do it. But I don't know if we talked about it before, but, you know, now is Bully Zone still a thing, Lance, or are you kind of veered away from that?
Bully Zone is still active. It's not as popping as it is. I paid more attention towards the company that I've been promoting, growing, and producing, Southern California Wrestling. So that's kind of been my mainstay, but Bully Zone's still active. You can still catch us on Instagram at Bully Zone Live.
Yeah. So, you know, we back then, it's when Kayam and I were going at each other, and he didn't know how to act professional or whatever. So I said, look, I'm gonna have to have Lance come and do the show so that he can do the interview. So I went to go have coffee while they brought Kayam in, and you know, so I've used Lance before because he knows the business. He knows, you know. He's been doing it for a while or whatever. So that, you know, wife said, hey, man, let's bring him in so he can do the interviews or whatever. So that's where we started, you know, for lack of a better term, building the relationship. Then I saw him at UEW, and I hadn't seen him in a while. And we started talking, but it got so crazy, you know, that I didn't even get a chance to see him when we left him at the end of that show. Shiloh Grace punched out two dudes from the audience or whatever. But do you remember that, Lance? Because that was the funniest thing I've ever seen, because I don't know why these knuckleheads decided. First of all, they were smoking weed like it was nothing through the whole show, so they were higher than a kite. And then they got it in their heads that they were going to go after Shiloh Graves. I don't know why they think that just because you're a pro wrestler that you can do that. And, man, he popped one of them, and that dude just spun around. And I was trying not to laugh, but I couldn't help it. And then the fight went all the way down towards the gate. Or whatever. So then Lance, where did you go after that? Because I didn't see you at all after that. Did you take off after that, or did you hang around?
I was trying to capture some footage. I was following the action. You know, me at Bully Zone Live, I had that camera going, trying to get some shots of what was going on. It was a scramble, man. Like you said, he ended up striking out one guy, which led to another guy, and there was a brawl in the corner, like you said, in the corner garage gate area. And, man, I'm just trying to sit over there on the opposite side, not trying to get mixed in the crowd to get the shots, man. And, unfortunately, you know, they didn't come up with any shots, but the memories, you know, I'll always remember them.
Yeah, because it just turned into a big, a total crowd scene or whatever. And all I remember was Nicolette was way back by the ring, and she's going, "Fabi, you left your energy drink and your tobacco or whatever right there." So we hadn't seen it for a while, and then we were talking and stuff, and we, you know, then we decided, "Hey, man, if you want to come down," and which shows, because this is why I think that is the key to success. Lance and Mark are so comfortable in their company that they'll say, "Hey, man, I know this is your promotion, but you're more than welcome to come over here. You know, let's see who's the best. We'll bring you in, and, you know, we'll see who's the best," or whatever. So that says something about this company. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But then I saw him Saturday at OCCW. Now, Lance, I'm old now, dude. I'm an old man, so I very wrestle, you know, here and there. Luckily for me, I'm able to choose, you know, where I can work at. So I've been going to a lot of shows just to look at the talent, keep up with whatever. So real quick, before we get into talking about the show that's coming up on the 27th, talk a little bit about that, because I saw a few matches that I thought, man, this was pretty good. Then I saw something where these guys need a little bit of work or whatever. So give me your thoughts on, is that what you went for? You just go to check out the talent, keep up with what's happening in, you know, in the SoCal indie scene?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm always an advocate of uniting the indies, and, you know, you got to lead by example. So I did show up, I paid a ticket, and I enjoyed as a fan. I reacted appropriately, you know, whether it was booing some guy or cheering the other. And we kind of do have the same notes. I don't want to say any names, but there was a match that we kind of both looked at like, what's going on here? But there was a lot of highlights in that show. And there's a few I want to talk about if you don't mind and just kind of shake
Go
up the memory tank.
Probably
match of the night, I would say, it would be Rickster versus Domino. And it was a hair versus hair match.
I would agree. I would definitely agree with that. A lot of energy in that match.
Yes, and it the extended run, you know, with the – it kind of had a SummerSlam vibe to it with the false pin, tap out, and they had a – I'm glad they changed it up and decided to reset the match, because
yeah,
it would have been a shame to see Rickster lose his hair.
But especially with the hair he has. But the thing that kind of got me was he just cut the back of his hair. I mean, I wanted to see that dude come out bald. I mean, if you're going to have a hair versus hair match, you got to shave that head and come out bald. What's best, what I've seen one time, is they cut, you know, the old man cut where you just cut the middle and leave the sides or whatever. that now, if he would have done that, I would have popped big time, because that's just like humiliating or whatever. So, but that being said, the match was great. I mean, it was a lot of like nonstop action, boom, boom, going back and forth, and a lot of energy. Like, I was exhausted just watching it, because they were all over the place. So I have to agree with you on that one. Any other one that stood out to you?
Well, the main event was also, you know, intriguing. You know, you had the OCCW heavyweight champion, Azrael. He was going up against the Irish juggernaut, Mikey O'Shea, and it was a last man standing match.
Yeah.
And that kind of drove the whole show home. Everybody wasn't expecting that. Mikey had just recently returned. If anybody's unaware, Mikey O'Shea recently took some time off. The first time he's taken time off in quite a while to take care of an injury. He's came back to claim the throne at OCCW, but it just didn't work out. And you know
yeah.
why. There's scumbags there like that Casey Phoenix ringside. And
yeah.
I don't want to give too much away. You know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to tell you, Mikey O'Shea's a big dude. Some of the bumps that he took, I thought he was going to go right through that ring. I mean, and even just hitting the ropes when he hit the corners, I'm like, dude, is this ring gonna stand up or whatever? But that even made for a more, like, you know, effect or whatever, because I thought, dude, he's throwing him into that turnbuckle. He's going to go right through it. And we're going to have to get him with the forklift or something. But it did wrap up the show and did well. And it's kind of cool just to be able to sit and watch the whole thing and notice. But, I got to tell you, man, I just have a good time seeing people, talking to them, you know, talking about wrestling and talking about Rickster, talking about Mikey O'Shea and all that, and having a fruit pie and an energy drink or whatever. That was like my highlight. So it just made for a cool evening of going and checking out. Now, since we're running up against the clock, I got to tell you, since the flyers have been coming out and stuff like that. A lot of people, it's a big stir about the ASCW Sins in Stanton. So for the people listening, it's Saturday, August 27th. The doors open at 6 and the first match is at 6:30. But it says the marketplace opens at 5 o'clock. Can you expand a little bit on that, Lance?
Of course. So if you buy a ringside VIP seat, you'll get free access to the Lucha Market. Otherwise, you're able to go to the Lucha Market starting around 4 o'clock, 4:30, depending on we get all the vendors in. And that allows people the chance to explore the vendor. You've seen our vendor night before as we had our 8-man tournament. It's going to be 10 vendors lined up through the alleyway. We're also collaborating with Retro Danny Historian. He's going to bring in a couple of arcade sets for free. So you won't be having the kids won't be asking for quarters, you know what I mean? They'll be able to play some games, they'll be entertained, there'll be wrestling, there'll be people selling vintage merchandise and things of that nature. So we're going big again. Sins and Stanton is going to be fun. I can't wait to have you there. Like you mentioned earlier, I want to invite you and a partner of your choosing, and I saw who you chose. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because I got a lot of emails and a lot of messages, and I'm like, dude, they're like, all these people that you could pick, why did you pick Louis? And I haven't been able to cut a promo because I'm just going to be honest, man, I've been working so much. But I'm telling you, man, when we brought Louis in and put him in our show and I wrestled, I'm telling you, like right now I'm like 280. But back then I was almost 300 pounds. And I splashed that dude, and I thought I killed him. And he kept coming, and he kept coming back. And then, you know, I turned around, and before I knew it, he was coming on the outside with the crossbody. And I'm like, dude, this dude just doesn't stop. So I thought, you know what? Since he had the guts to come over and work over here, I said, that's who I want for a partner. And Mark was like, absolutely, dude, if that's who you want, let's do it. So when I called him and told him, he's like, well, are you sure, bro? And I said, hey, man, I think you've got more guts and more heart than anybody that I could think of right now. I said, and you've proven. He said, well, you know what, dude? Let's do it. Let's do it. So he's hyped. He's like, dude, I got a renewed vigor. I'm going to start training. You know, let's do this. So I'm telling you, I'm telling you, we're going to be ready. We will be there, and it's going to be slamming. And I mean, that's just not all. Not only are you having the big 10-man, you know, it's over-the-top battle royal style thing to crown the new champions, but, you know, talk a little bit about these other matches. You got Tim Banks versus God King. Now, Legacy against Luxor Kid, that's going to blow the roof off the place. So talk a little bit about those matches.
Yeah, so Tim Banks is a representative of ASCW. And the God King is a representative of Compton Mania. I like to do these matches where we spotlight other promotions. We like to, you know, it's my way of uniting the indies and, you know, my impossible dream that I'll keep dreaming on. But so that's going to be our showcase match, our spotlight match. It's going to be fun. And then, like you said, Legacy versus Luxor Kid, that's going to be our Lucha Libre exhibition match. It's going to showcase some of the best luchadors we have right now, you know, in terms of Legacy and Luxor Kid. Like, they're undeniable.
Yeah, and we've been doing for so long. I went to Inoki Dojo, to Puresu Lucha Libre, and they were doing a benefit show because one of the students passed away. So I hadn't seen Superboy in ages, you know, and him and I went up and down the road, and Legacy was there. So Legacy had to sit through stories upon stories back in the day. So we had a good time. We talked about that too. He says, yeah, man, I'm psyched, you know, to be down at the show or whatever. So what's the word I'm looking for? It's a plethora of just, you know, you're going to get a little bit of everything. You're going to get Legacy against Luxor Kid, which is going to be Lucha Libre personified. You got Tim Banks against the God King, as well as this big tournament, which we're all psyched up for because it's a lot of people that haven't wrestled each other before and want to prove something, so they're going to be trying even harder. Now, before we finish, tell me about this body count challenge. Everybody's been asking me, and I'm like, you know what, dude? I'm not too sure what this is, but whatever it is, it looks like it's going to be crazy.
So you're aware of who BC Killer is, right?
That's who we saw over there at UEW when all the chaos broke out.
Yeah, so he's the Body Count Killer. And on August 27th at Sins in Stanton, there will be a body count challenge. How many bodies can you count if BC was mad enough in a ring?
Man, that's going to be – we saw BC Killer wrestled Sean Black at that UEW show. And I don't know what happened because he slammed him through a table on the other side. And I didn't even see what happened. I just saw wood flying, like wood chips or splinters.
Yep.
Just flying in the air. Like, oh my. And everybody's chanting, BC, BC. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? I mean, it was just, it was crazy. It was just chaos. Two big dudes going at it. And it was just, it was crazy. So the BC Killer is for real. So I highly recommend that you come down and check it out. So I got to tell you, Lance, man, I'm totally looking forward to this show. And just to be honest, I'm not trying to act like I'm this bad dude or whatever, but it has gave me a renewed vigor, and I've been training and getting ready because I don't want to look like a fool in this show. You know, they've got guys coming from all over, so I don't want to look like, you know, like a nut. So I'm really – and so is Louie. I got to tell you, we're making a concerted effort because we want to come home with those belts. So I'm just putting that out there right now. We got Mark is going to come on next week, so we can divulge a little bit more into that. So we definitely look forward to that. So for the people listening, don't forget, huge show. It's going to be Saturday, August 27th. It's ASCW Sins in Stanton. It's at 8381 Catella Avenue in the city of Stanton. Don't forget, the marketplace is going to open up. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on, so you definitely want to come and check that out. And it's just going to be nuts. I'm telling you, man. I definitely look forward to it. So, with that being said, Lance, I got to take a break. Can you hang with us for the news, or do you got to go?
I have nothing to do. We can hang for a while.
Okay. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll talk news with Sonia, and hopefully I won't bag too much on WWE. Hold on. Because that ASCW show is going to be on fire.
Yeah.
Real quick for the people listening to this year, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. Get all the latest information. We got Lance with us talking a little bit about ASCW show Sins in Stanton, which is going to be huge. I highly recommend that you get your buns down there and get down there early because you want to get a good seat. You want to check out. You want to have plenty of time to check out all the merchandise and the stands and everything. It's going to be a whole day. So, Sonia, hit us with that news. I got to tell you, I rented. I got the pay-per-view, the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, and I thought it was great. But go ahead, hit us with the news.
Okay, well, it's not really news, but I just wanted to talk about that Ric Flair fight. Horrible. It was so sad. Like,
well, really, what do you expect from what is he? He's pushing 70?
No, that's exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to watch it, but it was like, ugh. He's too old. He's too old.
Did you get the full pay-per-view, or did you see just highlights?
Just highlights. I didn't get the pay-per-view, and it's not on Peacock.
What about yourself, Lance? Did you get that pay-per-view, or did you see clips?
Yeah, I just got some clips, and I was just looking through some numbers. And, you know, what can you expect from Ric Flair, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, like you said, he's pushing on so old, but he pulled such big numbers. He pulled the second largest number in indie wrestling history.
Yeah.
So, crazy.
Yeah, no, of course he's going to do that, but it was just so horrible to see because of his age and how, like, he looks so fragile. It's like beating up your grandpa.
I'm just glad that he was able to take a bump without breaking something. I'm glad he didn't have a heart attack and he was able to walk out on his own accord.
Seriously.
But you know, he's got a pacemaker, and that's kind
of
scary.
God.
That's taking a chance. But I think the reason that they drew big numbers is probably the curiosity effect of, like, will we maybe see a death, an actual death in the ring or something? So people were like, yeah, we're going to check it out. But, you know, when you got Rey Fénix and Black Taurus against Bandido and Laredo Kid, you knew that match was going to deliver. I'm going to go on record right now saying Black Taurus has to be one of the best wrestlers in the world today that if you work with him, you could feel safe because he's going to catch you and he's going to, you know, he's going to take care of you or whatever, but it looks like you're going to die. You know what I mean? That guy could, he's in Impact, but I think they should really move him up. I don't see why they don't bring him in AEW and maybe even make a six man with him and Andrade and Rush. I mean, they would just tear the roof off this place. Lance, are you familiar with Black Thought? You think that would be a good move for him?
Yeah, I've seen him. I was able to get exposure by going to a WWE show, actually, where they had him there, and I was able to see him firsthand. And yeah, that's a big dude that needs to be pushed to the moon. Honestly, he's just like how you were saying earlier with Vito. Like, he just needs to be seen by the right eyes, and then the connections are gonna click because this guy's already big, but he can be big.
Is this dude with that big old mask with the horns?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's put it this way. I went to that VW show.
It's kind of crazy.
I work hard for my money, but I made the effort to walk up to that ring and throw some money in there because they put on a show. I felt bad a little bit for Psicosis because Psicosis, although still a great wrestler, Laredo Kid and Black Thunder just tore the roof off that place. And I was like, damn, these guys could really go. So when we did the first Lucha Expo, Black Thaddeus was there, and I got a chance to go and talk to him and all that. Really cool guy, and he told me that it takes up to anywhere from 3 to 6 months for them to make his mask because they have all this plastic molds that they have to do and all this different stuff, and it was really cool, really, really cool guy and all that, and I'm kind of glad to see him. And I told him, I said, hey, man, I think, you know, you got something. Oh, thank you. Man, I appreciate it, bro, and all that. So he just is kind of snowballed from there. He's getting a little bit of exposure in Impact Wrestling. I just think, you know, maybe make Laredo Kid a heel and put them together, and I think they could do major damage because there's really, other than Laredo Kid, and we'll take this around the horn real quick, you know, who else could they put them with up, you know, in there? The other guys are just strictly pro wrestlers. These guys are luchadores that have some different moves. Sonya, have you seen him on Impact?
I haven't really seen him wrestle, but I do know who he is. I do like his look. Like, the way he looks is pretty cool. And then the other guy looks creepy. And, they might be a good heel team.
Lance, what do you think?
Well, I'm not too familiar, honestly, with the TNA roster. I'm sorry, the Impact roster right now.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen the programming, but putting them together definitely gives them a spot when it comes to fighting for position on the card because, hey, we're two guys that are honed our craft and we can produce results. So put us together, we'll beat up some babyface nerds, and we'll teach these Americanos how it's done.
When Pac got hurt and Penta and Rey Fénix were looking for that third man, they brought Laredo Kid in, and, I mean, he fit in just like a glove. It was amazing. Why they didn't keep him, I don't know. He did 2 or 3 shows for AEW teaming with them, and I said, oh, this is it, man. This is the promised land. And then he went back to Impact. So I don't know what the specifics – so before we get out of here, okay, and Sonya, I know I don't need to take over your news section, but
it's okay.
I got to tell you, man, I was so happy when AEW was doing stuff like that, bringing these guys in, and it's like, oh, now Laredo Kid's going to shine. And then they sent him right back down to Impact. So it's kind of getting predictable. There's a lot of, you know, squash matches. You know, there's a lot of matches where I go, well, you know good and well Brody King's not going to go over on Jon Moxley. And if he would have, I would have been so happy. I would have called Tony Khan and said, hey, bro, you got something here. But you kind of get that. Oh, dude, if they would have let Brody King go over on Jon Moxley, that would have shocked the world, and it would have brought him to another level. But you knew, just knew it wasn't going to happen. So I think it's kind of getting to that old WWE mentality where you have to have these guys that can kill these guys to build them up against somebody else, and I don't like it. I just don't. I think it's really starting to suck. But, Sonya, what do you think? I mean, you think I'm just an old man that's grizzled, or you think that's where it's coming to?
No, I don't think you're an old man that's grizzled, but I think they should do more, like, with this guy. He looks really good.
Yeah.
I'm
Lance, what do you think?
Him right now.
Yeah. What do you think, Lance? You think they're starting to get too predictable?
Yeah, I mean, when I watch the YouTube specials of AEW, I already know what's the situation. whoever usually gets their name announced is usually the one that's winning. Don't want to spoil that for anybody that hasn't experienced it online. And then even when it's the TV show, you already know this champ's not going to go under on a that'd be hot. That would be really cool for the champ to drop the belt on a Wednesday night or even on a Friday night, you know, and get that rating back. And maybe he gets the belt back by the end of the night. Let's draw some more original creativity. But
exactly.
Hey, it's two different shows for two different people, I guess, you know, the WWE and AEW universe. And if you're lucky, you could hang out in both.
Yeah, so, I don't want to get started because I usually do, and Sonya knows. But, of course, you know, I saw Dolph Ziggler wrestle Chad Gable. Chad Gable is the only reason why I watch Raw. That dude is awesome. And I was hoping, I said a small prayer, that he would go over on Dolph Ziggler, but I knew it wasn't going to happen. And although it was a good match, I don't know why they don't give that kid a push. He is awesome. I think Chad Gable is in hell right now. They should just please release him and let him spread his wings or whatever. So, Sonya, do you agree with that, or you think he's making money, he's doing well?
I'm not a fan of him that much. He kind of I feel like he's a little bit boring. I love what they're doing with Edge though. For some reason, he was Edge is my favorite right now.
Lance, what do you think? I think Chad Gable would be a perfect fit for AEW and would give guys like Bryan Danielson a run for his money.
Oh, yeah, you could definitely reuse him. Even if not AEW, you can put him on the NXT show. That's been starting to refresh people like Apollo Crews and give them more longevity and, you know, get the chance to reset your character kind of. And a side note on the Edge thing, have you guys seen the meme of the Edge looking like PC Principal? Because that's not out of my head.
I haven't seen it. That's funny. Props to him though, man. He's rejuvenated himself and he's doing well. So I can't knock that or whatever. I just, maybe it's just jealousy. I wish I had control and I could make these matches, but it's not going to happen. But before we get out of here, because we're running up against the clock, did either one of you see the Kurt Angle biography on AEW? Sonya?
No.
What is wrong with you, news person? Sonya, do you have cable?
I hate Kurt Angle's face.
I
have a bunch of apps.
Okay. What about you, Lance? Did you get a chance to check that out?
No, so I was mad because I was scrolling through Peacock looking for it, and then I looked it up on my phone, and I was like, yeah, it's on A&E, and I don't have cable television access, so
okay.
I'm just...
We'll see.
I use my mom's friend's login to get into cable apps.
That's maybe why I'm... Because I probably pay close to $200 a month on cable because I have to have everything. I have to have access for New Japan and all that stuff. But, I'm going to go on record as saying that was probably one of the best biographies yet. I mean, dude, there is no denying that is the smoothest moonsault. I mean, moonsault is second to none. But it just was – it's cool to see the behind the scenes because you don't get to see, you just see the finished product, and what he went through to get where he was, really far and away one of the top.
I lived it.
Or whatever. Yeah, well, that's true. But if you get a chance, check it out. I thought it was pretty cool. Maybe that's why I'm such a Chad Gable fan, because he seems to be along that same type of worker or whatever.
Yeah, he does
because,
Kurt Angle, actually.
It's pretty cool. So – if you get a chance, check it out. It was pretty cool. It's cool to see the behind the scenes and stuff like that. What they go through to get where they are.
Go ahead, Sonya.
No, I was just gonna finish off real quick and saying that the biographies are awesome because it gives non wrestling fans a chance to see American heroes and the actual story that he did. More than just being a wrestler, he's actually an American hero. He's actually an Olympic gold medalist. And then when you find out he had a broken freaking neck. Then they start questioning, wrestling ain't fake,
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
What are those ones, the Dark Side of the Ring? I don't really like to watch them anymore.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
So sad.
We could do a whole show on those because that's just crazy. But it's good to see the behind the scenes because it's not all fun and games. It takes a lot to get to a certain point, and you might have to do something crazy just to get there or whatever. So it's pretty cool. So, anyways, Lance, I got to tell you, man, I think you guys got something new with this ASCW. I like people that take chances. I like people that aren't afraid to roll the dice and say, hey, man, we'll bring you over here. Let's do it, you know, or whatever. So I'm definitely looking forward to this ASCW show. Don't forget, it's Sins in Stanton. It's Saturday, August 27th. The doors open at 6, and the first match is at 6:30. But you want to get there early to check out the marketplace, and all that. It'll definitely be worth your while. So we look forward to that. We got Mark coming on next week, so we're going to expand a little bit more on that and talk a little bit about that. And as we have forgotten, there was a hell of a referee that was at that OCCW show. I mean, that guy, when Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch played Good Vibrations, that popped me as soon as it hit, because that is nothing like that. It was awesome. So we look forward to having him in there. So, Lance, a million thank yous for coming on, man. I look forward to seeing you at the big ASCW show. For the people listening, don't forget, check out ASCW. What's the social media for them and for you, Lance?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook, you can find me, Lance Winters. You can find Bully Zone. You can find all Southern California Wrestling, and you can find the event Sins in Stanton. That's all on Facebook. On Instagram, you can follow ASC Wrestles. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, ASC Wrestle. That's where you can find all the updates. You can also follow at Bully Zone Live. I'll be posting all the updates on both accounts.
Perfect. Look forward to that. And Sonia, I will hopefully not this Sunday, but next Sunday, see you then so that we can meet and put some more stuff together for the people listeners. Hey, man, we appreciate you listening. I look forward to seeing you all next week. To my guest and to Sonia, a million thank yous. We'll see everybody next week. Big ups to all you guys, man. We appreciate
Bye.
It.